Welcome to the Seven Figure Practice with Gerda Muller, clinical psychologist and leading private practice success business coach and mentor to allied health professionals.
Well, hello there, private practice success community. Gerda Muller here, and welcome to my afternoon walk. Yes, afternoon walk. Excuse the look. On my busiest days are normally no makeup days. That's just how I operate. Hair and makeup not done when I'm extra busy. It always feels like, tell me if it's the same for you, but I feel like I can actually think better when I don't have makeup on and when my hair is just tied up away from my face. The moment my hair's on my face, it's like I can't think. But I had one of those days of really thinking a lot, making a lot of important decisions, which is why I'm out here walking, because generally that also means that I've spent too much time sitting at my desk today, which is fine. I love working, but it's also really important for me to stay healthy as I'm getting older every year. Getting way too close to 50 right now, way too close for comfort. I actually stopped having birthdays when I turned 42. Yep, that's a decision that I've made. And once you've decided, that's how it is. But back to the topic at hand. So today I had two big meetings. First one was with my online business manager, previously my personal assistant, Abby Lee Sutton. And we had a really great brainstorm session about how to really streamline the onboarding of our Private Practice Success Academy members. So once people say, yes, I'm committing to 12 months of business school for allied health professionals, what needs to happen to ensure that they've got the smoothest possible transition into the program, that they know, that they know exactly what they need to do and what they need to do first. Hi, thanks. So that they can get most value from it. Because every week we are saying welcome to new private practice owners. Hey Jasmine, that is joining us in the academy. And there's a lot of content in there. There's a lot of potential learning. And I want to make sure that people know where to get what is most relevant for them in that first month. So we did that. After that, I had a meeting with my principal psychologist, Chelsea, who runs my two private practices. And a big focus of our meeting was on team expansion. So we are actually moving my Kapalabha practice from a four-room practice to a not five, but 10 room practice, including, in addition to the 10 rooms, a group room, as well as a big working hub, like an open space area where people can do their research, write their case notes, etc. So that we can keep the therapy rooms for therapy, right? So that's really exciting. And just so you know, I'm going out this hill. There's a hill. I've already done quite a lot of walking on the beach, on the sand, which is why I'm out of breath. No judgment on my fitness levels. Anyway, so we're expanding that practice. And because of that expansion, we also created two really senior roles within the practice. And today we sat and looked at the job descriptions, as well as looked at the contracts and remuneration packages for those two really very important and senior roles. The one role actually is going to be located at my Loganome practice. I'm just going to cross the road quickly and pay attention as I do so. Anyway, so a lot of focus has been on expansion, and FYI, we've already found people to fill those roles. So yes, we work a bit backwards. It's like I have a general idea of what it's going to look like. Then we find the right person, and then we fine tune what it is that we want to do, right? But this also means that we are in the market for recruiting quite a number of new clinicians to the Capalaba practice. So we also sat really looking at that, currently working on writing some killer job ads. I've actually written one already, just for a general fully registered psychologist, but we're also putting some together for new graduates, for a graduate program, including provisional psychologists. And I can't tell you how important it is to get your job ads right. Like last week, Wednesday, I ran a training in the academy. The title was Writing Killer Job Ads. And I had a member in there that did the training. She's in New South Wales, long established practice, group practice owner. Been looking for team for many, many months now. Okay. She's in a high density psychology practice area where there's a lot of other practices, all who are also in the market for psychologists. So she attended the training on Wednesday. She wrote her killer job ad using the actual example I gave them. So I gave them a Word document of my own killer job ad that I wrote that looks different to all other job ads that I've written to date. I really spent a couple of days doing the research, looking at the science, the skills of copywriting job ads, putting it through that allied health filter, putting it through the psychologist filter. What are people looking for? And a lot of other stuff. Who knew that I could present a training for 90 minutes on how to write a killer job ad? But it just goes to show how much goes into it. Anyway, I digress. So she attended the training on Wednesday, posted the job ad on Thursday, and guess what? Come Friday, she had her first application from a fully registered psychologist looking for a full-time position. That means she now has the potential of taking on somebody that can see, let's say, 24 clients a week. That's 24 clients off the wait list. 24 clients getting the help that they need. Okay? Because she attended the training and she implemented. And because my stuff works. If you want to learn more about writing killer job ads and all the other stuff that goes with it, we actually started working on recruitment in December. All the training is recorded. It's in the academy. If you are interested, please feel free to reach out to me on Facebook via direct messenger, and let's talk. Let's see if you want to come and join us in Business School for Allied Health Professionals. That really has the potential to change everything. I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.